We have two more storytellers. I am super stoked to introduce this next guy. I don't think he's told the story since December 2012, but he is an old friend of the Nerdlogs and an old friend of mine. I love him very much. This is Sean Boyle.
It is quite bright up here. Last time I did this, there were no lights.
We didn't have a stage.
No. We're on the floor together. So, the reason why I haven't been out to any other Your Stories in a year, as Eric pointed out, is I have an issue.
With what?
I love excuses. If you told me, here's tickets to Game 7 Stanley Cup Finals, I would go, but that morning I would wake up and I'd be like, oh, I got a 55-inch HD TV. There's no line to my bathroom. Like, I don't even really got to get dressed, you know? So those excuses are always there. And now what's important to know about me is I am a husband and a father.
Woohoo!
And I sure did. And I have a job. That's the trifecta of excuses. I literally can cancel on anything and anyone. And they'll know I'm being an asshole. But I have a kid. I'm busy. So what happened today was we had a play date in the suburbs where I'm quite comfortable being. And I spent my day chasing around a bunch of kids and talking to friends and hanging out. And then by the time my kid did not take a nap today, so when everyone left, I fell asleep on my couch with my kid in my arms. It's as cute as it sounds. And then I woke myself up and was like, I'm going to leave and go to the Nerdlogs. And part of the reason why is recently I heard I'm a podcast nerd. I heard an interview with a filmmaker. His name's Casey Neistat. He's a YouTube filmmaker. And he had this little rant about he gets emails from people with ideas or thoughts. And he says he ignores all those. He gets emails from people who say, I've done this or I'm doing this. And he reads and responds to all of those. And his whole point was that ideas and thoughts are not that interesting. What you do is very interesting. So to connect this to the theme, bottoms up, one of the big reasons I was able to get up and go was because I quit drinking 3 months ago. I don't have some grand story. I didn't wreck a car or get in trouble. I was just like, I'm juggling all these different things right now, and I want to do them all really well. And one of those things is also being an artist. And I talk about the value of art and tell everyone to create, be creative, do stuff. And then I end up watching Netflix, having all those excuses, and I have done very little. So my point coming out today and hopefully coming to more and consistently, I might have an excuse, but good intentions. I'm starting a short form documentary project. And if anyone is interested in being featured, it's really simple. It's just tell me something you do that's fun and creative that you enjoy. I don't care how good you are at it. I'm going to show up, spend an hour, shoot some video, leave, make it. And that's it. If you're interested, talk to me later. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean. Sean is a very talented filmmaker. He filmed a comedy video for us called Left Behind, which is a story about Billy, or a song about Billy the Kid from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, written by departed Nerdlogs member Steve Purr. She's not dead. He moved to Milwaukee. That kind of departed.
He's dead. That was last time.
Milwaukee is dead.
That was the last time
really?
I was in the city.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's a beautiful video. It looks so fucking good. So if you're interested, go to Nerdlogs YouTube channel, check out Left Behind. Thank you, Sean, for coming back. It is wonderful to have you here. Your family is fantastic as well. That's a pretty legit.